You're listening to Daily ESL Lessons, and I'm your host, Abraham. Thanks for tuning, guys. Today we're going to talk about slangs. Slangs are also similar to idioms or expressions that we learned before. The only difference here is that slangs are originated or belongs to a specific region or dialect. What does that mean? That means there are different kind of slangs, like American slang, British slang, Australian, Canadian, and etc. And you can go on and find different kinds of slang that are in different kind of countries that they speak English. So you got the point. Definition of slang is that slang is an informal word that people use in their daily communication. But the main point is that it is originated in their own country. So it belongs in their own country. And their country is English. They speak English. So here's an example of American slang. Break a leg. When you hear someone says, break a leg, do they mean that you should break someone's leg? No. They mean good luck. So, essentially, break a leg means good luck. It doesn't have to do with breaking someone's leg. So, that's literally a slang, and it's kind of related to idioms that we learned before. It's not an exact meaning of the world, the phrase that we use. It's something behind the phrase, and you have to see behind the phrase, and you have to use your abstract thinking that we learned before. So here's another example. Cheesy. When someone says, ooh, look at that, that coat looks cheesy. What does that mean? They mean that coat is cheap. So cheesy is cheap. So these are all examples of American slang. What about British slangs? So British slang is different from American slang. They have like mate. What does mate mean? Mate means friend in British slang. And that's all we had today. Hope you enjoyed this mini episode as well. Please make sure to follow us on social media. And if you have any questions, please send us a voice message through Anchor or leave us a comment on our Breaker feed. Until next time, have a good one.